At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. SMU's football team plays its first bowl game in 5 years tonight. The Mustangs take on Louisiana Tech in the rebooted DXL Frisco Bowl at Toyota Stadium. The bowl game's a newcomer to North Texas. It was formerly called the Miami Beach Bowl, but for the local pro soccer team and ESPN partnered up to move the game to Frisco. KERA's Gus Contreras has the backstory.
There are 41 college football games scheduled over the holiday season. You can pretty much catch a game almost every night.
The Armed Forces Bowl, Dollar General Bowl, Hawaii Bowl.
But let's be honest, you're probably watching them on TV. When the college football playoff system began 3 years ago, it left many lower-tiered bowl games struggling to find fans to fill seats and find title sponsors. So when the two-year-old Miami Beach Bowl couldn't find a backer, ESPN and FC Dallas scooped it up.
Well, basically, it was an opportunity for FC Dallas to continue being used during the offseason as a football facility.
That's Gina Miller, Vice President of Communications for the soccer team and Toyota Stadium.
They were really looking for a solution, and Toyota Stadium, given its size, really does fit the bill for a bowl game that's not one of the big ones.
So, for FC Dallas, it makes sense numbers-wise to use the facility. And for ESPN's events division, it makes sense in terms of viewership, especially around the holidays. The sports network now owns 13 bowl games. Need to get out of that conversation with your aunt? Turn on a game. All those family-avoiding eyeballs translate into sweet advertising dollars. Last year's Miami Beach Bowl only drew 15,000 fans at a stadium that holds almost 40,000. But it did attract almost 800,000 TV viewers, according to Nielsen ratings. So ESPN wins even if people don't go to the games. For Toyota Stadium, a place that only fits about 20,000 people, Gina Miller thinks they're in a sweet spot where they can hopefully attract both.
The NCAA really does like what we can offer because we're manageable. You're not going to see a lot of empty seats because we're the right size for the fan interest level of a particular game like this.
The soccer stadium isn't a newcomer to hosting football games. High schools play there every Friday night, and the Division II championship is held at the complex. Miller adds the pot was sweetened by having a local team involved. SMU's coming off its best season in 5 years. Tonight's game will also be new coach Sonny Dykes' debut with the Mustangs. Gus Contreras, KERA News.
The game is tonight at 7 on ESPN. On Monday, the Fort Worth Police Department fired a 22-year veteran officer for an August incident where he ordered a rookie to use her stun gun against an unarmed woman. He's challenging his termination. KERA's Christopher Connolly says the incident highlights deep divisions between the police chief and his officers and between the department and the black community.
At the same time, the police department announced Sergeant Kenneth Pierce was fired for using excessive force. They released body camera video from the rookie officer. She and her partner were the first on the scene. 29-year-old Dorshay Morris had called the police. She said her boyfriend was trying to break down her door. She had a knife and said she'd stab him if he tried. When the officers arrive, it's tense, confusing.
Does he have a knife? Put your hands up.
I have a knife.
You have the knife?
Yeah,
where's the knife?
The rookie officer gets Morris to hand over her knife. She has Morris open her apartment door to make sure that her 5-year-old daughter is safe.
Are you okay?
Is she all right?
And the rookie tries to sort out what's happening.
We need to figure out what's going on, ma'am. I need you to turn around.
The tone of the encounter changes when Sergeant Kenneth Pierce shows up. He's white. Dorshay Morris is black. When she's reluctant to show her ID, Pierce tells her to hand over her ID or he's going to arrest her.
Turn around and hand it right here. You're going to handcuff you.
After that, it becomes a struggle. The officers get one handcuff on Morris and try to pull her to the ground. She's resisting, screaming at them to stop pulling her hair. Then Sergeant Pierce orders the rookie officer to tase Morris. It hits her in the belly. Morris was arrested, but the charges were later dropped. In a statement, the Fort Worth Police Department said Pierce went too far. Chief Joel Fitzgerald said Pierce unnecessarily escalated the situation. Fitzgerald also called the case, quote, eerily reminiscent of an arrest made almost exactly a year ago, which went viral. In that video, you see Jackie Craig, a black woman who called the Fort Worth Police Department for help, aggressively arrested by a white officer for what many saw as simply talking back to a cop.
All right, thanks everybody for coming today. My name is Richard Van Houten, VA.
At a press conference at the Fort Worth Police Officers Association, their president, Rick Van Houten, stands with Pierce's lawyer. Van Houten plays the 911 call from Dorshe Morris.
Ma'am.
Quit trying to kick my door in. Stop, because I will stab you.
Ma'am.
Hello.
Ma'am, can you stay?
Get away from me.
Can you? Are you inside?
I'm outside because my daughter is in the house.
Van Houten says it doesn't matter that the knife had been taken away from Morris when she was handcuffed and tased. The use of force was appropriate because her call included threats of violence, a weapon, and because it was a domestic disturbance, which are particularly dangerous and volatile.
When the female in this case refused lawful commands and refused to cooperate with the simplest of orders, the officers reacted in a manner consistent with our policies, procedures, and our training.
The police association has grown increasingly critical of Chief Fitzgerald. In September, the association released a survey showing low morale among officers and frustration with Fitzgerald. Van Houten says Pierce's termination, especially its timing, almost exactly a year after the Jackie Craig incident, all point to a chief more interested in looking good to his critics than backing up his officers.
The message has been sent by Chief Fitzgerald to the officers of this department that they will be sacrificed for his political agendas.
The Police Officers Association, they've never met a chief they liked, unless that chief would allow them to run the department.
That's Bob Ray Sanders. He spent a lot of his career writing about criminal justice for KERA and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Sanders says the Fort Worth Police Department has a long history of racial tensions, both within the department and with communities of color.
And this latest case really just says to me again that we haven't rid the department of that culture. There are still people in the department who will abuse their power.
Now Sanders sits on the city's task force on race and culture, though he says he's just speaking for himself here. That task force was set up this summer to find solutions to racial disparities and tensions in Fort Worth, largely as a response to the outrage that followed Jackie Craig's arrest. At one of the task force meetings last month, Chief Fitzgerald outlined changes he's made. He said more officers have body cameras. The department is training officers to be more respectful when interacting with the public. And all officers have been taught techniques to diffuse tense situations peacefully.
They are now held to a different standard, and that is one where de-escalation is written into actually our policy and use of force.
Bob Ray Sanders says the chief is clearly making an effort, but he's not sure it's making a difference. Fitzgerald lost trust from many in the black community last year after that viral arrest video. With this case, Sanders says firing Pierce this week was the right call, but that the chief moved too slowly. After all, it was August when Dorshe Morris was tased on her doorstep. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
And a special programming note, tonight at 8 o'clock, Marketplace breaks down the new federal tax plan in a special called Now What? Show host Kai Rizdahl anchors the hour starting at 8 on KERA 90.1. Cloudy skies later this evening with patchy fog and a low around 49. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high near 73. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.